This morning, for just a moment, before we read the Haftarah, I want to make a plea for unnoticed or little noticed things, how important they can be. So, for example, if right now we were in the 14th century or the 15th century, and I said to you, what's the most important thing happening in the world? You would probably tell me, well, Tamerlane is sweeping across the world with all these conquests. And if that didn't occur to you, then it just shows you how things that seem incredibly important, world dominating, can fade. But actually, the right answer would be, well, there's this guy Gutenberg who's experimenting with movable type, and that's going to turn into books and your iPhone. Although not directly. Because things that are small and unnoticed sometimes prove to be infinitely more important than things that are large and epical and sweeping. And that's one of the reasons why when someone asks you, for example, is the president a good president? And you give a definitive answer, as in yes, he's wonderful, or no, he's terrible. The truth is, you don't know. History's verdict may be very different from yours because what matters in the end may be very different from what you think matters. And we see this again and again, not only throughout history. After all, the verdicts on presidents and other things change up and down a lot. In his time, Lincoln was one of the most reviled presidents in history. Now he's the most revered. But also, it happens in the Torah. Small things that must have seemed insignificant or unnoticed at the time turn out to have great significance when we see them later. And that's why I'd like you to take a look at something that we were just reading in the Torah on page 928. God says to Moses, who already, by the way, has an uneven reputation, as you know. Some people like Moses, but a lot of the Israelites weren't so crazy about him, as evidenced by the fact that every other day they're rebelling against him, right? There isn't a lot to do in the desert. They wake up in the morning, they say, ah, another hot day, let's rebel against Moses. God tells Moses, you're not going to get to go into the promised land. What's Moses' instant reaction? Look at verse 15. Moses spoke to the Lord and said, let the Lord, sort of the breath of all flesh, appoint someone over the community who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall take them out and bring them in, so that the Lord's community may not be like a sheep that have no shepherd. A beautiful and extraordinary reaction. His first worry is not for himself, but for the community. And in response to Moses' plea, God says, okay, let's appoint someone. So God says, and the Lord answered Moses, single out Joshua son of Nun, an inspired man, and lay your hand upon him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole community and commission him in their sight. Invest him with some of your authority so that the whole Israelite community shall obey. In other words, do this publicly, Moses. Put your hand on him, give him some of your authority so that everyone will know after you they have to follow Joshua. Now, Moses may have been sometimes liked, sometimes disliked, but remember, he's the only leader that any of them have ever known. It's like Franklin Roosevelt times 10, right? People who lived their whole life in America and never knew another president other than Franklin Roosevelt. These people have walked through the desert now for decades. They never knew another leader than Moses, so the transfer is not going to be easy. And that's why God says you have to do it publicly so that everyone can see. But look at what Moses does. Verse 22. Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and before the whole community. He laid his hands upon him and commissioned him as the Lord had spoken through Moses. He does almost everything God said, but he makes his own innovation. He does something slightly different. God said, if you will look carefully, verse 18, read it, and then read verse 23. Tell me what he does different. I know that you know, and I almost heard you, but you knew this already. I want somebody who didn't know in advance to look at the verses and tell me. Rose is a ringer. That doesn't count. It says, lay your hand, singular. But he lays his hands, plural. In other words, Moses is afraid that the people won't follow Joshua because they only know him. So he shows them that he completely endorses Joshua's taking over. God says, invest him with some of your authority. Moses gives him all of his authority. And if you think this doesn't matter, then you don't remember the lukewarm endorsement that Jimmy Carter gave Ted Kennedy at the Democratic Convention when they could barely, or rather the reverse, where they could barely hold each other's hands because they were so divided, and it ended up with the Democrats losing the election. In part because people saw that his own people, his own leaders, wouldn't endorse him. And had the people seen Moses put one hand on Joshua's head as God recommended, they would have felt that Moses was holding something back. And Israel would have gone into the land of Israel following a leader who they knew didn't have the full confidence of the leader whom they had known. It's a small thing, a very small, something you could easily pass by and not notice. But it is infinitely more important in the transfer of power and the conquest of Israel than many big events in the Torah that eventually fade. If you had asked people, they would have said, well, the rebellion of Korach was the big thing that happened in the wilderness. But ultimately, I think Moses putting two hands on Joshua instead of one is more important because it enabled Joshua to take the Israelites into the land as the sole undisputed leader and eventually to inherit the land, which was, after all, ultimately what Moses really wanted. He understood that it wasn't about Moses, it was about the destiny of the people. And that's why, since the Torah was completed, the polls have been rising for Moses ever since. And even though in his own day, his leadership was sometimes disputed, in Jewish history, it is not. Let's bring everybody.